35 seconds to go. Salo at the left point. Down for Daniel Sedin. Rink wide feed. Henrik back to Edler. Over to Salo. Lets it go. Stop. Kessler scores. Ryan Kessler. It's a 3-3 tie.
Ryan Kessler's goal with 15.3 seconds to play was a brief moment of hope in Vancouver. John Shorthouse the call on the Canucks Radio Network. The game went to overtime, and in the end, Kessler just prolonged the inevitable.
Back now for Bouchard, right along the blue line. Moves to the left side. Left circle, left half wall, towards the left corner goes Pierre-Marc Bouchard. Back for Bergeron, one-timer, he scores! Bergeron scores on the power play, and Minnesota wins the game in overtime 4-3.
Bob Kurtz, the call on 830 WCCO in Minnesota as Marc-Andre Bergeron tallied the game winner for the Wild. It extended the Canucks' winless streak to 8 games overall and 10 straight at home, but a few nights later, jubilation at GM Place.
At the blue line, Williams, top of the left circle with a shot. He put it wide, it ricochets around the boards. Back towards the line, poked up by Kessler. Breakaway for Burrows. Shorthanded, right in, makes a move, scores!
Already having allowed a pair of power play goals, Alexander Burrows' shorthanded breakaway put Vancouver in front with 1:22 to play, and then the words Canucks fans waited so long to hear.
5 seconds left. They get it deep. Mitchell first one there, behind his net. Time ticks down, horn sounds, and the Canucks have snapped an 8-game losing streak with a 4-3 win over the Hurricanes.
Win. That's a beautiful sound.
Rick Ball and Tom Larscheid with the calls on the Canucks Radio Network. Montreal needed to rally late to crown the Kings as Christopher Higgins tied the game with a minute 53 remaining, and then a flurry in front of the LA net averted overtime.
Koivu faceoff win. Lang back to Markov. To Kovalev in the slot. Back to Lang. Back to Markov. Shot trickles through. Jamming it.
It's there.
Yes, scores!
Rick Moffin and Murray Wilson with the call on CJAD in Montreal as Saku Koivu poked the puck into the net with 22.3 seconds left and the Canadiens won 4-3. Alex Ovechkin continues his quest to retain the Rocket Richard Trophy.
Ovechkin, Richard scores! Alex Ovechkin, the five-hole goal! And Ovechkin gives the Capitals a 6-2 lead and he's the Mad Hatter!
Steve Colby, the call on Federal News Radio in Washington as Ovechkin's hat-trick highlights of the Caps 7-4 win over Ottawa. That led to the end of Craig Hartsburg's reign as Senators head coach. For the second time this season, the Pens rallied from a 3-goal third period deficit to find victory in overtime.
On to the left point to Brooks Orpik. Throws it back to Malkin on the left wing boards to Stahl. And his shot comes off the heel of his stick into the near corner. He's back on that puck. Trying to get around Murphy. Stahl. And Murphy without a stick now to stop the puck. Stahl right in front. Stop by Malkin. He Shelton scores. Evgeny Malkin wins it for the Penguins in overtime.
Mike Lang, the call on the Penguins Hockey Network as Evgeny Malkin finishes off a 4-3 win over Tampa Bay. Detroit defenseman Nicklas Lidström celebrated his 1,300th career game by scoring the winner.
Here's Lidström firing the puck. Scores! Dan Fleury put out in front of the goal. I think he got a stick on it to redirect it behind Brizgalov. A quick power play goal. 8 seconds into the minor penalty. The Red Wings lead 5-4.
Ken Cal, the call on WXYT in Detroit as Lidstrom's goal pushed the Red Wings past Phoenix. Lidström is the ninth player in NHL history to play 1,300 games for one team and the fourth Red Wing to accomplish the feat. Finally, Buffalo's Thomas Vanek registered his fifth career hat trick in the Sabres' 5-0 whitewashing of Toronto. But what makes it interesting is his last 4 3-goal games have been natural hat tricks. Vanek is just the second player in NHL history to record 4 consecutive natural hat tricks, joining Hall of Famer Cy Denneny, who accomplished the feat in 1924. Rick Jenneret had the call on Sports Radio 550 WGR in Buffalo.
Back at Connolly, Buffalo a 2-man advantage. Totally made for this one.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.